Come on, admit it. You sometimes stare, half in shame, half in awe, at the dust bunnies gathered under your bed, or at the astonishing constellation of crumbs under your toaster, or the gunk behind the radiator. Well, there's a big exhibition in New York City right now that takes dirt connoisseurship to unprecedented heights. It's called Swept Away, and it's at the Museum of Arts and Design. Every artwork in the show is entirely made out of dirt, or dust, trash, pollution, schmutz. We asked Henry Alford to go check it out, and he brought along a buddy, the biggest slob he knows.
The show that we're about to see is dedicated to, quote, stuff we leave behind or deem unclean or strive to remove or discard or disguise or hide.
Okay.
Am I making you nervous?
No. This is like my apartment.
Yeah.
This makes sense to me.
That's Dave Hill. He's a writer and comedian who's been on HBO and Cinemax and This American Life. He lives in a pigsty.
My apartment, yeah, is it's not like Oscar Madison gross.
Actually, it's way worse than Oscar Madison. A while back, Dave had an infestation of moths. He bombed the apartment, but then didn't bother to clean up after the bombing. Worse, a few months later, he had a nasty surprise when he pulled out an Oriental rug he'd stowed under his bed.
The Oriental rug was like sort of bubbling like its own ecosystem of like larvae and moths in various states of cocoonery or something. And I had to take a good hard look at myself after that.
We went upstairs to the exhibition. The first piece we looked at was a Paul Hazelton sculpture in which the artist had smushed a dust-covered cleaning cloth into the shape of a human skull.
Looks really like, I feel like he had a real skull to work with. That's what frightens me about it.
Oh, that he pressed the cleaning cloth against a real skull to get the shape right?
So, yeah, or had one, like, in the one hand, and he was like, wait, I didn't get that weird nose thing that happens with skulls, right?
Yeah, it is
now
creepy.
He nailed it. Imagine if you just found this in your closet, only you didn't make it on purpose. You would have to move.
Next, we looked at something called a soil map.
So here's an 8-foot by 10-foot plastic tray filled with 15 years worth of soil samples taken from all 5 boroughs of New York City.
I was going to guess that's what this was.
Dave was unfazed by the cubic yards of dirt before him.
I guess it goes without saying everything's covered in urine. This is the theory that I came up with in my spare time. And then one night, I met a guy, some sort of epidemiologist, like a public health person. So I said, tell me if I'm right. Is everything covered in semen and feces? And he said, yeah, basically. So I said, good. This is what I've been saying since, you know, the 80s. No one is safe. You can't run from it, basically.
Wow. I want to rinse. I need to ablute.
No, you can't. What's that mean?
Ablutions. I need to make my ablutions.
Ablutions? Is that French? How do you spell that?
We looked at a series of wooden sculptures of crows, all of which had been burned to charcoal.
What's interesting is, A, it smells, right? You can smell the fire.
Does.
And some of the charcoal's gotten up on the walls and it's smeared.
Yeah. This might be my favorite. I set my apartment on fire recently. I don't cook that often, but when I do, I really hit it out of the park.
When we stood in front of a quilt made from dryer lint, Hill got to talking about how it's sometimes easier just to buy new underwear rather than wash an old pair, but that sometimes in his haste, he absentmindedly buys underwear that's not the right size.
I wear the underwear that's too big, and it grates at me. And that's what's going on with me right now.
But can't you just cinch up the waistband?
You can cinch all day, but it's never going to solve the problem. I mean, look at it. It's a mess.
Oh,
as you can see.
Yeah, that's right. There are little pictures of crabs on the underwear. That kind of sends a message.
Yeah. Know who you're dealing with.
Toward the end of the exhibition, Dave started to reflect on what he'd learned from the show.
I realized a few things. Is that there's beauty in the most unexpected things if you just push it together into a cool shape. Eventually.
Do you think this exhibition will make non-messy people warm up to messy people?
What I hope that it does, aside from make for some great first dates, is wakes people up to the fact that we're all messy people. Literally messy, emotionally messy, spiritually messy.
Psychotically messy.
And covered in semen and feces.
On the way out, we stopped to look at one more thing, a work by an Italian artist named Antonio Riello. He'd incinerated his favorite books and then put the ashes in hand-blown glass decanters and beakers. The burned books made us a little uncomfortable, but the hand-blown glass was beautiful.
He does a lot of fancy reading. Some of these are in other languages. Also, they misspelled Walt Whitman.
Oh, it says Walt Whitman. Talk about slobbiness.
Ugh, nothing drives me crazier than typos. Improper punctuation, things like that. I don't always speak eloquently, but my spelling is impeccable.
For Studio 360, I'm Henry Alford.
Swept Away is at the Museum of Arts and Design in New York through the summer. Dave Hill's book, Tasteful Nudes, is coming out in May. And Henry Alford's latest book is A New Guide to Manners. It's called Would It Kill You to Stop Doing That?